So I'm here with Lauren Thompson from Library Services. Which branch do you work at again?
I'm at the James Weldon Johnson branch off of 18th Avenue South.
So what can you tell me about the role that you play in that branch?
So I'm with Adult Services, so we coordinate outreach for businesses, for the senior citizens, for any adult activities. We also work with the Youth Services Department and do family activities and book buying, all of our e-resources online. We take control of all of that.
Nice. So what are some of the things that seniors can take advantage of?
So seniors can take advantage of our tech help. We do one-on-one tech help at most of our branches. You can do a reservation by calling any of the branches that are closest to you. We also do computer classes at our South branch. So you're welcome to come down to the South Community Library and learn how to use a computer all the way from the basics.
So what kind of computers do you have?
We have normal PCs, Dell PCs, so we can teach you any of the things that you'd like to know about.
So like any of the software, like the Microsoft,
yeah,
and Excel,
Microsoft,
and any of that?
Google, Excel, Word. We do internet basics. We teach you how to use a mouse if you need to learn how to use a mouse.
Wow, so all the way.
All the way.
Straight from the beginning.
Yes, yes.
Nice. And so do you find seniors taking advantage of this?
We do, yeah. We have a lot of seniors that come in, especially to our South Community Library for the computer classes specifically.
So are you featuring like any authors this month or this week? Do you do that kind of thing? Like
we have
put books out?
Yeah, we have rotating displays. So each month we do different displays at each branch. We have a great Earth Day display right now for Earth Day that just passed. But we have, you know, really amazing displays for all genres.
So what kinds of books would be out for Earth Day? Are they
for Earth Day? We'll
fiction,
have local,
nonfiction,
both fiction and nonfiction. Yeah, we'll have local gardening books, lots of Florida thriving plant books. We've got books on animals.
Nice.
Yeah, all encompassing.
Nice. Do you know anything about what's happening in the children's section of the library?
Yeah, I can tell you a little bit about that.
So how about maybe summer reading? That's coming up pretty soon.
So summer reading begins June 1st. We're going to have a huge summer kickoff. It's going to be at the Johnson branch down on 18th Avenue South. June 1st, we're going to have lots of different people tabling it. We'll have Car-Free St. Pete there.
Oh, nice.
We're going to have performers. We're going to have a big giant bus. It's going to be so much fun. Please come out and join us to kick off summer reading.
What's the theme for summer reading this month, this year?
It's adventure. So your adventure starts at your library.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. And the kids get something, I think, for books.
Yeah, so we are going to be doing Read Squared, which is an app that you can join us on and play games with us for reading prizes. And we're also going to be doing Reading with the Rays.
Oh, nice. Reading with the Rays. Right.
Yes.
So there's little prizes along the way. If
little
you read a certain number of pages or a certain number of books. Yes, I remember that.
And then you'll get tickets to go see the Rays play with the library, and it's a really wonderful, fun experience for all families.
You know, it's shocking to me how many things are available at libraries that people really don't know about. Can you check out some kind of a hotspot maybe from the library? Is there something like that?
Yes, we have hotspots available at all of the St. Petersburg branches. We also have free museum passes, so you can come into any branch and check out museum passes for different museums throughout the St. Petersburg area. You can also get passes to Sunken Gardens. We just released those recently. It's very exciting.
Wow, nice.
Yes.
So what do people have to do to get those passes? Do you need a library card?
Yes, you need a St. Petersburg library card. You would come into our St. Petersburg branches, and you can check out a pass. We'll give you a receipt that was your voucher into the museum, and it's good for 2 adults and 3 children.
How long do you get to keep it? How long do you get to keep it? How long are they good for?
Oh, it's 7 days. So you'll be able to go one time in that 7-day period of time, and then it immediately checks back in with us. You don't have to do anything else.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Lauren, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
We're happy to hear about library services in St. Petersburg. I don't think people really realize how much is available there. So.
Yeah, it's amazing how much we have.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.